Welcome back, everyone, to the Athlete's Mind podcast. I'm very excited for this episode. We are back for another solo podcast episode today. Just want to start off by saying thank you so much for all your feedback on the first episode. It was something different, something new that I thought I would try personally with the Athlete's Mind. And yeah, I'm pretty excited to talk about some more topics surrounding mindset. And just before we get into the topics for today, make sure you go and follow us on the socials to keep up to date. We're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, and any other podcast platform that you listen to. We should be on there as well. Let's get straight into it. So I thought it would be a good idea to sort of talk about kind of where we left off from last episode. And last episode, we spoke a lot about, you know, developing that work ethic, you know, bringing yourself good habits going into the new year. We talked also a little bit about discipline and what that actually means and comparing that to motivation. But one of the biggest things we talked about in that episode is focusing on smaller steps instead of the bigger goal when it comes to achieving certain goals. Now, this was a big topic because not only do I think very strongly about this, but I think it's something that's worth talking about a little bit more. So I thought we would kind of simplify that a little bit more and talk a little bit about how to focus on the smaller goals, because like I said in the first episode, people can get overwhelmed when they have a goal set in mind. So I thought I would give you guys my experiences on how I like to sort of, when I do have a really big goal that seems so high above me, how I choose to cut it down and make it easier for me to actually achieve. So the number one thing I thought, you know, when it comes to cutting down goals and making it easier for yourself is actually sticking to a routine. And this all starts with making a routine. So this all comes to how you make a schedule for yourself, making a routine. It's, you know, very similar things. So I wanted to start by sharing what I sort of do when it comes to podcasting, gym, you know, training, or just anything really. And I've been doing this, I've been using this method for a few years now. I actually started doing this in year 10 of high school, and I just graduated last year. And this year, not being in school, it's a method that I still use that helps me significantly. And that is actually writing out your week. So Monday through to Sunday. Now, this won't work for everyone. This is just what I feel like works well for me. So what I mean by writing out your week is get either a whiteboard or a piece of paper, or you can even chuck it on your phone. Like I like to have it on, I have a big whiteboard and I write it on my whiteboard, but I also put it on my phone so I can actually constantly check what I need to do throughout the day. So Monday through to Sunday, let me start off with an example just for me. This is what I do. Monday, I might wake up at a certain time and I will film a podcast episode. Then I'll dedicate 2 hours just to editing. Then I'll go to the gym at night. That's Monday. Pretty chill day. Tuesday, I might have work from this time to this time. Then I'll go gym at the night. Then the following day, I'll dedicate an hour in the morning of editing, 2 hours maybe cooking, meal prep, and then I'll go gym at night. Then the day after that, I might take a rest day from the gym, but I might film another podcast episode. So it's very specific when it comes to writing the schedule for me, but you also have to keep in mind that you're not always going to be able to completely follow this schedule 100% accurately every week, because that's unrealistic. Because one thing that for me is my work schedule, for example, that changes from week to week. It's not a set work schedule. So if I have work, then obviously, you know, I got to go to work. So my schedule might change. So my number one advice, if you are going to take this method on and write your week out Monday through to Sunday, is leave room for a little bit of flexibility. That's number one. But also number two is make sure you leave at least one day, just one day, where you just have some time either to yourself or you go and do something outside of either work, gym, or being on the grind or whatever your hobby is, just to take your mind off it, keep your mental health in check. So I like to keep just one day a week where either I go out with friends or I just stay home, watch a movie, something really simple, take the dog for a walk, just something like that. If you have one of those things every single week, that just keeps your mental health in check. And it's, I think it's so important personally. So those are the two things. But number three is, and I think this is the most important thing that people need to realize with making this schedule. The whole point of making this schedule is when you're writing it, right, this schedule, you writing it Monday through to Sunday, that's you in your mind knowing, this is what I have to do if I want to achieve my goals. That is what you know you have to do in the moment of writing it, right? But as the weeks come, you might get a little bit tired, you might be a little bit sore, you might not want to do it, it doesn't matter. Because you wrote it, you got to show up. And that's the number one thing about writing the schedule, is it almost like keeps you accountable. And that's why I started doing this in year 10, because, and this might sound a little bit stupid, but I actually got this from, I applied this sort of method from my school timetable. Because you have your school timetable, you know, six periods a day, you got maths, English, science, whatever it is. And no matter how you feel, you show up to class because it has it on your timetable. You show up, right? So I was like, okay, why don't I apply that in my actual life and things that matter to me? Give myself a timetable that no matter what, I have to show up to, right? And I've been doing that for 3 years, and this schedule changes all the time, and it's a lot of trial and error, because the first time I did it, I made it really unrealistic. It was like gym twice a day, every day, like, come on. But I'm at a point now where I have a very flexible, well-working schedule that works for me, where I'm just able to get everything done while still leaving one day, you know, just to sort of settle down and keep my mental health in check, because that's the most important thing when it comes to this. So that's how to create a routine. That's a method that works for me. I would highly recommend it, and just see if it works for you. You know, I think you gotta try these things, because this is definitely something that has drastically helped me. And it's also that factor of having a visual representation of what you actually have to do throughout the week. That's really important as well. Just knowing that, okay, like just even looking at it in the morning, but when you wake up, okay, I've got this, I've got this, I've got this. And if you have it on your phone, you can just tick it once you've done it. Like, you've done gym, tick it. You've done your, work, tick it. You've done your side hobby or your YouTube channel or whatever you're doing, tick it. It's that simple, right? Now, I thought it would also be just dive down a little bit further into routine and going into actually starting your day. Because starting your day can be a massive factor into how your day plays out. So this is definitely something that I feel like I still need to improve on, because I'm going to be 100% honest. No one is perfect, and I definitely have some bad habits when I wake up in the morning. There's definitely things I could be doing better. The first thing I will say is that when you wake up in the morning, a lot of people say make your bed, because that kind of gets you going. You've made one achievement, then you want to do another achievement, right? I'm going to be 100% honest. I don't really make my bed in the morning, if I'm being 100% honest. It's just not something I do. Like, I probably should, and my parents tell me to all the time, but I don't know. I don't know if it's a lazy thing, or it's just not really something I've drilled into me. Don't get me wrong, I will make my bed from time to time, but that's irrelevant. I'm getting sidetracked now. I'm not talking about bed making. But yeah, so I think that's something that I definitely like to do. That I don't do, but I think is beneficial for people watching or listening. Make your bed in the morning. If that works for you, works for you. But one habit that I think a lot of us have, including me, that I think we need to get out of our system is first thing in the morning, we check our phone. I'm guilty of it. First thing I do is in the morning, I will check my phone. I'll probably start scrolling on TikTok, get that instant dopamine hit. And then it kind of makes everything else in that morning routine seem boring and won't give you that same adrenaline rush. Like, cause dopamine hits, it's like short term and not long lasting. So I'm guilty of it. I definitely need to get that out of my system. But for everyone listening, if you are guilty of it, just know that it's all about how you start your day. So apart from those two habits, what I like to do is, you know, I'll wake up, I'll obviously brush my teeth, have a shower. I think having a really good meal in the morning, like a good breakfast meal, is so crucial. Like, I cannot start my day without having a good, like, bacon and eggs on toast, or Weet-Bix. I love my Weet-Bix for you Aussies out there. You know what I mean? But yeah, that's just more of a dietary thing, but also it just makes you feel better. If you're eating healthy, you start the day off healthy, it will make you want to, your next meal to be healthy. And, you know, it sort of becomes that dominoes effect of you eat healthy, you keep eating healthy. So yeah, that's kind of the topics that, just branching off a little bit from episode one and deep diving a bit further into routine and creating habits. And hopefully that helps. If that's something that you guys want to implement into your life or your schedule, I would highly recommend, especially the writing your week out. That's a really big one for me. So I thought it would be good to address that. Now, there is one more thing that I did want to discuss in this podcast episode. I was going to save this until episode 3, but I just thought, you know, we'll make a bit of a longer episode this week. And this is something that I feel really passionate about, and also something that I've experienced recently that I think a lot of you might be interested in. And that is who you surround yourself with and how that affects your goals. So I think it is so important that you surround yourself with like-minded people. Who you surround yourself with really determines what life you'll be living and whether or not you achieve your goals, right? I'm not really going to name any examples or, you know, names or anything like that, but when it comes to friendship as a whole, I don't think it's you necessarily have to have the same goals as the individuals you're hanging around or surrounding yourself with, but I think it's important that you're all working towards something and motivating each other. For example, if you want to compete in a boxing match, it's just a example, and your friend is trying to play a high level of footy, that's fine, because you're both trying to play a high level. Even though they're different sports, you can still push each other. You could still maybe work out together from time to time. And I just think that's so important. Like, your goals don't necessarily have to align. It's more the mindset that has to align. As long as you're working hard at something, then that friendship will just push you even further, right? And this is something that I've experienced recently. The people that I try to surround myself with, I want to be pushed. I want to work hard. There's a couple friends that I have that every time I go and work out with them, seriously, it is the best workout I ever have. Because one, there's that competitive aspect that, you know, you want to lift heavier than them, you want to push harder than them because you don't want to seem like, you know, you're not working as hard as them, right? That's the number one thing that pushes you. But it's also the fact of just having a friend that understands that they want to achieve something, you want to achieve something, combining that together, working hard. So having friends like that is so important. Even if you only have two or even one real friend like that, that's all you need. You don't need a massive circle or, you know, friends that aren't going to necessarily be benefiting you. And I think my piece of advice would be really take a look at who you're hanging out with. Are you just hanging out with people who you can have a laugh with, or you go out for a couple drinks or whatever, but aren't really going to push you in the long term? Or are you actually hanging out with people who are genuinely benefiting your life and your future? And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying have boring friends or friends that don't want to go out or anything. I'm just saying that when it's time to put your head down, you put your head down and know that the friends around you actually want to do the same and you want to push each other along, because it just makes the journey so much easier and you progress so much quicker. That's just from my experience. But yeah, and going on to that, I think with friendships, I've just graduated high school last year, so I've been out of school for about 4 to 5 months now, and you know, like, I wouldn't say I'm one of those people who have, like, oh, I miss school, or, you know, I'm anxious about going into the real world. To be honest, so far in these 5 months, my transition into the real world, or whatever you want to call it, has been pretty smooth sailing, because I know what I want to do. Like, I knew that, you know, this is what I was going to be doing this year, and I'm okay with that. I'm content with that, right? But with friendships, going back to friendships, when you leave school, even in the 5 months I've been away, the amount of people you outgrow, and realizing that there's people in school that you're just, I hate to say it, but you're just friends with them because you're at the same place as them at the same time, right? And my 5 months being away from school, there's definitely friends I've drifted away from. And that's not really on a personal level at all. It's just like our lifestyle and our goals don't necessarily align. And this is where I feel like a lot of you listening can maybe relate to this, is never feel guilty for chasing a goal of yours just because your friends are telling you you're wasting your time, or you're not going out, you're so boring, you're not having fun. Like, those aren't really the friends you want to surround yourselves with. You want to surround yourself with people that are actually going to push you along and support your goals, right? So I think people kind of get mixed up with who to surround themselves with and having friends dictate what they're doing in their life. But by all means, never let someone that you're hanging out with dictate what you're doing. And it makes it even harder when you're a close friend with them, because you don't want to disappoint your friends. You want to go out, you want to go have fun. Everyone wants to do that. But you got to think about the bigger picture and the long term, right? So yeah, that's about going to wrap up today's solo podcast episode. Still talking a lot about the mind, and I really hope some of you took something out of this with changing something in your routine or recognizing the friends around you. So episode 3 will be dropping next Wednesday. Every Wednesday weekly, we will have solo podcast episodes releasing. And also the interviews where with athletes, those will still be continuing. Don't get that mixed up. Those haven't finished at all. Those will be releasing weekly as well. So keep an eye out for the solos and the athletes that we get on the podcast, because that's what the athlete's mind is all about. Just before we go, make sure you follow us on all of the socials, Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and all podcast platforms, as well as TikTok. That's the big one. All of you who are, you know, probably don't want to listen to a full podcast episode, just go follow the TikTok. You'll get clips showing up on your page, and you'll get recaps of all the updates of the athlete's mind. Keep an eye out for February, just real quick. We have some massive announcements coming in February surrounding clothing. If you haven't already, go and follow Athlete's Mind Clothing, because we have some big announcements in February, including pre-order options for those of you who want to get in early. Just keep an eye out for the start of February for that. It's not too far away now. And we do have another announcement. I'm not going to reveal what it is, but just a bit of a hint. We did something very big in 2023 that wasn't a podcast, but it was big. It was kind of like a series, and there will be an announcement surrounding that for 2024. So appreciate all the support. We will catch you guys in the next episode of The Athlete's Mind. Thank you.